exact details at the moment. We're currently working with some colleagues and organizations and media on the ground to understand exactly what happened. But we do understand that there was, you know, rebel fighting going on in the area in Misrata, and it was during that time that we believe Chris was killed. Possible that we'll know more today, but it might take a little bit of time. So I'm not sure when we will have, you know, confirmation of the facts. We're just trying to, at the moment, address getting, you know, Chris out of Libya and get him home to his family so that, you know, we can make sure that he is repatriated. So that's the current priority at the moment. Then we will look at, obviously, going into the circumstances of what happened.